So anyway, let's get started with some meditation. So if you'd like to sit down on a chair, I see a surprise, no one's taken that chair over there that was used for when Ajahn Mahdi was teaching the sutta classes, it's still there. I'm surprised no one's actually sat in that one for this evening. But anyway, now we can do some meditation. I better be quiet. Meditation is all about being quiet and focusing, exactly what I'm not doing right now. So please sit down, close your eyes, and be aware of your body. With kindness, with fun, don't be too serious in your meditation. Seriousness leads to too much stress, too much tension. So instead we loosen off a little bit, just like the simile I use of a guitar string. When that guitar string is loosened at both ends, it's not being pulled apart. When the tension gets released, something hits that guitar string and it doesn't make any sound. Resilience has been established. You can't control the world around you, but you can control the way you respond. So we learn how to make peace with the world. We start with making peace with our body. I usually start with my legs, actually the feet usually, making sure my feet are comfortable. And I don't just do a superficial check, because I know that at first when you look at your body, you can only see a part of it. It's not very deep. But you stay there, your mindfulness gets stronger, and you can feel more of what's happening in there. And I can make sure that, sometimes that my right toe is squashed under my the calf of my left foot. Today it's slightly squashed, but it's fine. I'm so aware of the feelings in my feet, I make sure that everything is comfortable. And after a while I can feel just my feet and just make sure everything is loose and relaxed. It is because if we respond out of fear and control, we actually tense up. I make sure even my feet are nice and loose and open and at ease. Then I find that they don't cause any problem at all, and also the whole body will follow soon and also become similarly at ease. There's no fear in my body, no tightness. I'm not trying to cover up or hide anything. And then I go up my legs, past my calves, making sure they're all okay, and my knees. People do have problems with knees. I've got a bit of problem these days with old age, but then the knees are pretty okay. You can sit for long periods of time without needing to move them. But just to check, I just let my awareness stay with my knees. The actual sensation, though, I'd never try to give it a name. If I try and give these things names, it leads to some more descriptions. I just know without giving things a name. Then I go past my knees to my thighs, making sure they're at ease, to my butt. I'm always surprised about this because my butt is pressured against the cushion. I just make sure it's as comfortable, as even as possible. And then I know that it will disappear. It disappears because nothing changes. It becomes an ambient pressure felt on my butt, and after a while my brain just turns off. So you can't feel it anymore. It's a way of calming. When you calm something, it disappears. You don't have to get rid of it. Just make it as comfortable as possible and then it goes. I go to my back, stretch up my back, because I feel good that way. You don't have to follow me, but how can your back be as comfortable as possible and relaxed? And I go to back down to the bottom of my body again, the waist, and go inside. Scan my mindfulness through the inside of my body. Because there you have the colon, the intestines, the stomach, the lungs, the heart, and all these other organs closer to my back. I just can feel whether there's any tightness there or tension there. If there is, I just put my attention there and with kindness allow it to kind of open up, like loosening the guitar string. It's like loosening your stomach, loosening your kidney. The way I often do that is with lots of kindness. It's wonderful, opening the door of my heart to what I'm feeling right now. And it usually gets more peaceful. Not usual, but always. I find it's amazing after so many years how easy it is to relax the body. And then I go up to the shoulders, relaxing them. Down the arms, past the elbows. Down the forearms to the wrists and the fingers. And always pay a little bit of special attention to my fingers. They're usually in the wrong position. Now I'm paying full attention just to the fingers of my hands to make sure that they are as comfortable as I possibly can get them. Then back up to my neck. The comfort of my neck usually depends upon the position of my head. My head is too far forward. It stretches the muscles on the back of the neck and it gets sore. Holding it too far back stretches the muscles in the front of the neck to the side, and that stretches the muscles in the side. I try and find the optimum position for my head at the beginning. That's comfortable. And then I go to the front of my face. I go there more than any other part of my head because there you can feel tightness sometimes around the eyes, around the mouth. A lot of that is caused by emotional distress. Now, irritation, fear, disappointment, all played out on the muscles of your face. That's why people can look at you and say, you look upset today. And they're right. So I deliberately loosen any tension in any of the muscles around my face with kindness. And that also calms down the emotional world inside. And then I become aware of the whole body, not in parts, but just as a unit. And even though I do this every day, still it feels wonderful every day to feel a body which is very relaxed. And then as I say, as I teach, I can be aware of the joy of relaxation. It's a certain type of pleasure. And when I'm aware of that, not afraid of it, but put a lot of focus of my mind on that pleasure of relaxation, the relaxation gets deeper. You're more at ease. And I confess to you, if it needs a confession, that I stay with that relaxation, that pleasure, and hang out there for a little while. Meditation is supposed to be joyful. And joy is part of the vehicle which takes you into deep and insightful states of mind. Then when I'm ready, I go from the body, which has now been well prepared, to the mind. I know that the body can cause all sorts of disturbances. So now I let the body go, kind of go inside, usually starting by a simple perception, how peaceful am I right now? You get to know what peace means. And to help, give it a number. 10 is very disturbed, 1 is very peaceful. What number would you give to your state of mind right now? Take away any goods and bads and stuff, just to know. All this is meant to be able to help with is so you're aware of this thing called peace. And next, how does that peace become more deep, more peaceful? See if you can find what causes that number, that measurement, to go closer and closer to one. Really peaceful. And usually it's learning how to be in the present moment. No past. Past is mostly made up, believe it or not. That's why we argue about who did what. The future is being made right now. This present moment is the only place you can have any chance of truth, what is actually happening. But even that is distorted. We see only a fraction of what's happening. We are aware of what we want to know. But still coming closer and closer to the present moment makes us more peaceful. We also find that when we don't want anything, we're just allowing this moment to be. Say, allowing it, let it be. No control, no management. Just in this moment, just seeing what's happening. And hopefully you can appreciate some of the peace and experiencing it deepening. And peace, even like when you relax the body, the mind experiences joy as well. Peace of mind is very delightful. It satisfies you. And then after a little while, just take peace a little bit deeper into silence. Don't try and describe things. It's like you're looking at something with no commentary, no words trying to capture what you're experiencing, no words planning what you're supposed to do next. Be silent inside. It's not that hard if you're in the moment, really in this moment, because there's hardly any space to say anything. Just aware, satisfied, content, just being here. And I will be quiet now to let you enjoy the meditation. Don't guide it, don't tell it what to do. Be a friend to your mind. It knows what to do. it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What is missing inside your mind? What burdens, like bags or rocks, have you put down on the ground you're not carrying now? When you notice what's not here, burdens, weight, irritations, past, future, thinking, you realize just why meditation is peaceful. And you stay there long enough, and the energy comes back to your brain. You feel good, and your mind clears. It's very enjoyable. I will ring the gong now. When the gong finishes for the third time, then please come out of the meditation. Very good.